On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The percentage of Americans participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has dropped 3%. According to agrimarketing.com, the USDA program provides benefits for purchasing food to households with limited incomes and assets. The percent of Americans participating in SNAP declined from 15% in 2013 to 12.3% in 2018, marking five consecutive years of decline. In fiscal 2018, an average of 40.3 million people received SNAP benefits each month. President Trump is again threatening to slap duties on another $325 billion in Chinese goods if Beijing doesn't meet his demands. The president says we have a long way to go as far as tariffs where China's concerned if we want, and they were supposed to be buying more foreign products. Let's see whether or not they do. According to AgWeb.com, a Chinese spokesman says it's always sincere in trade negotiations with the Trump administration, adding the U.S. should show determination and perseverance and work with China to achieve a win-win trade deal. According to multiple reports, India is increasing tariffs on 28 U.S. exports, including apples, almonds, and walnuts. GrowingProduce.com reports U.S. apple exports to India will be hit with a 70% tariff. This comes after an announcement earlier this month from the U.S. saying India's preferential trade treatment was being withdrawn. India is the second largest buyer of U.S. apples with a value of $156 million last year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.